Another message from the Mayor's Parlour. Having lived in Todmorden for a long time, I thought I knew a lot about its history and how it is today. Becoming a councillor made me realise there is more. Did you know the Town Council owns and looks after the Lob Mill picnic site on Halifax Road, for example? Or Patmos Garden on Burnley Road? Or the land at Vale, as well as the Peace Garden at the Town Hall? It has just been refurbished by the members of Todmorden in Bloom. They carefully removed all the bulbs when emptying the bed and replanted them. The display of snowdrops will be better than ever. Previous town councils planted the crocuses around the town, and the interest in improving the environment continues. Todmorden in Bloom also fill and look after the troughs on the railings in the centre of town. It's easy to take the flowers for granted, but I try to stop for a moment to appreciate their beauty and the work involved in their upkeep. I'm also fascinated by the edible offerings of Incredible Edible. I wonder why their herbs, especially the fennel plants, do so much better than mine. I do have a particular interest in the arts, so I was delighted to find out about the Todmorden Town Treat. The council supports an annual visit to each of the 7 primary schools by an artist, a poet, dancers, or a writer. Last year, clog dancing proved hugely popular. Todmorden has many artists living in the town, and it is important children have direct access to our cultural heritage. Who knows who might be a great artist in the future? Like Jeff Love, for instance, who was born in Todmorden. He played the trombone, joined the Todmorden Orchestra, and went on to a remarkable career with all the top big bands of the 1940s and 50s, and on the BBC. He recorded with very many stars of the time and worked in the rapidly growing record industry as a much sought-after musical director. His records were released across the world. In September, Todmorden is celebrating his centenary on September the 3rd and 4th, with a big band concert in the Town Hall and the launch of a new biography. It will be a weekend to remember. As another function, all planning applications are referred to the Town Council by Calderdale. It does not always take the advice, but the Development Committee's local knowledge can make a difference. It emphasises the need to consider the problems of flooding or runoff, and also the need for permeable paths and drives in new building projects, so excess water can soak away safely. Council meetings are usually open to everyone. A friend who came to one said afterwards he didn't know how much the council did and how interesting it was. After each town council meeting, there is the opportunity for public questions. Anyone can ask a question. The next town council meeting is August the 2nd, starting at 7:30 p.m. in the Town Hall. See you there.